Ishmael Chalukis Bein Rabbi Meir Levein Rabbi Elazar made the Mesira Karsi Rei Dechasima Karsi. Miso Verei Dechasima Karsi, Rakadei Lasot Chazara Ktzara, Rabbi Meir. Lo kol kach asaknu b'shitat Rabbi Meir, ma toelet ma yitaron shel chasima, aval pachot yoter ze instinktivi v'ze mod sevir, ki ashtar hu shtar, v'etzuchim shavesh b'shtar, v'etzim sh'edim yu b'shtar, pachot yoter ha-hegayon shel Rei Dechasima Karsi muvan. כמובן אנחנו נדון בזה בפרק שני, שם עולה הסוגיה, הרבה נקודות בסוגיה, הרבה נקודות נוספות. אנחנו עסקנו יותר בשיטת רבי אליעזר, ועסקנו בזה בשתי זוויות, הזווית בראשונים והזווית המסברה. בראשונים יש ויכוח בין הריף לבין התוספות. לפי התוספות זה דווקא עדי מסיר לפי רבי אליעזר, או גם עדי מסיר, אף עדי מסיר. מה סביר התוספות בדף ד', זוכר עליו?
דווקא.
דווקא עדי מסירה, ואחת מהראיות שלו זה מהגמרא שלנו שנעסק בו היום. לפי הריף, זה גם עדי חסימה וגם עדי מסירה, and the primary raya for the riff was all these mishnayos that we're going to now learn very quickly over the next couple of days that talk about how to fill out a get. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you never have a get with Eidei Chasima, you don't need the Eidei Chasima are irrelevant, then why would you care if the Eidim sign here, the Eidim sign there, as long you need Eidim Masira, without Eidim Masira the get is possible, and if you have Eidim Masira, you can ignore the Eidei Chasima. So why is the Mishnah is so pedantic, Peis Vavam and Beis, Peis Zayin and Aleph, about how you sign, do you sign on this part of the document, that part of the document? It's irrelevant, it doesn't contribute, and it doesn't detract. If you have a forgery, then it may detract, Mezuif Mitocho, but if it's not forged, it's just signed a little bit odd and awkwardly, why should it detract? So this reminded the Rif that even Rabbi Eliezer has a scenario of a get with Eidei Chasima. Even he can allow such a scenario to exist. Okay, if you hold Shalafia Rif, O Eidei Chasima, O Eidei Masira, then there's a second question. Is it two options, two tracks, like the simple reading? There's just two scenarios in which you can process a get. Or, as the Ron said, anyone remember what the Ron said? Why do Eidei Chasima operate independently? Because
they are
Eidei Masira. Because the shtar is, at least the way the Reb Chaim understood it, we'll talk about Reb Chaim today, because at least the Reb Chaim understood it, a document testifies to events beyond the content written in the document. The shtar is made not just in what's written, but about peripheral events. So even though the document doesn't talk about the Masira, a document signed with Eidei Chasima is made that there was a Masira. A man that produces a shtar that's signed with proper Eidim, there's Eidus that emerges from the shtar that this document was Nimsar. So Eidei Chasima essentially are Eidei Masira. They're not Eidei Masira standing there, but they're made on the Masira. There's Eidus about the Masira that comes from the document, like the Tzos, like Reb Chaim. That was the basic shell of the sugya. Okay? Now we're getting to a very interesting debate between Reb Yirmiyah and Abaye on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, a very famous debate. Reb Lichtenstein would always quote this to us in the context of Lishma. We're going to attack it from two different angles. Again, very, very briefly, because it's a brief Gemara that very few Rishonim speak about, but it's too important a Gemara not to take note. The Mishnah talks about the Gittin that got confused, as we talked about yesterday. Shnei Gittin, Shavin, Shenishtalchu, Vinis Arvu, Nosein, Shneim Lazu, Vishneim Lazu. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah, which we'll talk about next week, is can you write a collective get? Can you write a communal get? Five men want to divorce their wives. Can you save paper and write it on one piece of paper? Mantana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, that gittim that get confused, as long as both are still there, you can process this by a joint delivery. Amar of Yirmiyah delo kribalazar. Di kribalazar, kivin damar edi mesira karsi, halo yada bahaymin arkamagarshi. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Eidei Masira Karsi, needs Nesina Lishma. Someone has to know who's giving the get. You need Nesina Lishma. It's not clear whether... Anyone see the Ramban? Anyone want to get to the Ramban yet? Who has to know? What does it sound like from the Gemara? Lo Yadi. Who has to know? Eidei Masira. What's the Girsa that the Ramban changes? Shliach, the giver, the shliach, or the baal, in this case, the shliach, the giver. So someone has to know which particular get is divorcing this particular woman, not just that within this bundle of two gittim, one of them is, which was written l'shma. Obviously, both gittim were written l'shma. If the gittim weren't written l'shma, you've got a real malfunction. Both gittim were written l'shma, the right get for Reuven A to Rivka A was written for Rivka A. The correct get, whatever that is, written from Reuven B to Rivka B was written properly. But now the Nesinos aren't identifiable. The Nesinos aren't targetable. We just have a double Nesina, and we need to know which get is divorcing which woman. Namely, we need Nesina Lishma, according to Eliezer, either identifiable to the Edim or identifiable to the giver, in this case, the Shlich. What's Rabbi Yirmiyah's association? This is an unnatural association. Why would Nesina Lishma all of a sudden change according to Eliezer? So one second. Now, to help us crack this, let's take a look at a fundamental theory of the Imre Moshe. I'll tell you who he was in a moment. And that will help us begin the sugya. Imre Moshe was Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. Moshe Sokolovsky was born in 1868. And basically, after going through the normal process of being known as the Eloi in the city and writing a sefer right after he was married, he meets Reb Chaim, and that changes his life. And he becomes one of Reb Chaim Brisker's closest talmidim. And ultimately, Reb Chaim asks him to be the Rosh Yeshiva of his yeshiva in Brisk. And Reb Moshe Sokolovsky declines, doesn't want to. And he becomes the Shir Klali giver. That was the arrangement. They had someone else, Shlomo Rieger, becoming the head of the yeshiva. But the arrangement was Reb Moshe Sokolovsky gave Shir Klali. So just next time you're a little bit, should I go to Shir Klali? Who knows? So I was in the Shir Klali. He used to sit right near Reb Chaim in front of the Beis Medrash and evidently, legendarily, would learn for 20 hours straight, 20 hours a day, for years and years. And when he published the Sefer Imre Moshe, he became known as, remember, Reb Chaim didn't write a lot. So it's primarily the Talmidim Reb Chaim. Imre Moshe, Reb Chanan, was a Talmidim, the Berachah Shmuel, that were responsible for the Rav, obviously, for spreading his Torah. Reb Chaim didn't write a lot of Torah, nor was his yeshiva that big. It wasn't 1,000 people in the yeshiva. So a lot of the Talmidim, the Brisker Rav, obviously, as well. So he was one of the primary Talmidim engaged in spreading the Torah. Evidently, he wrote a Sefer a year after he was married on Maseches Beitza, but before he got a chance to publish the Sefer, he met Reb Chaim and he learned about the Brisker Derech of Learning. And he decided, maybe I shouldn't publish the Sefer I wrote because he was so taken by the Brisker Derech that he didn't want to publish. And the Sefer he wrote on Beitza was published after his death by his wife. He never wanted to publish the Sefer because he felt that it was pre-Brisk. And then, I don't know what he felt, but evidently it wasn't something he was prepared to publish having met Reb Chaim. So it's a very, very famous Sefer and went and hit the yeshiva world in a very, very potent fashion. People, I don't think, knew about him as much before the Sefer was published. In a very, very interesting turn of events, the Sefer is especially useful for Yevamos, because there's a lot on Yevamos, and of course Yevamos is tough sledding, so someone writing a Brisker Sefer in Yevamos, that's going to be an extremely important Sefer. Evidently, the story goes, I forget when he died, in the 20s or 30s, evidently he died by getting an aneurysm or something, some neural event while he was working on a sugi in Yevamos. That was like the way it happened. He was like really involved. Evidently, people would talk about his legendary focus. He was focused for hours on a certain idea and just work it through, and evidently at that point he was nifter. It's a very, very important sefer in the Brisker pantheon. It'd be like Reb Chaim and the Berachah Shmuel and the Brisker Rav and the Imre Moshe and the Asvin Deraisa and the Kovetz Shiurim, and those are the, and of course everything the Rav published, those are the svarim that pretty much crystallized Reb Chaim's derech. So here you have a piece in the Imre Moshe quoting Reb Chaim, and it's a good way to set the tone for today's shiur. His question is as follows. Reb Chaim asked the following question: why is Reb Yirmiyah attacking Reb Elazar? Reb Elazar can't coincide with the Mishnah. The Mishnah ain't Nesina Lishma. Afir Reb Elazar tzuchim Eidim Mesira. In tzuchim Eidim Mesira. Ha'edim, let's read the simple Gemara. The Eidim Mesira who are there have to know which get is delivering, is conducting which gerishin. According to the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, now Reb Chaim is asking a question. According to Rabbeinu Tam. Who remembers the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Dalet? Yoni? Even Reb Meir requires Eidim Mesira. It's a big Chiddush. We don't have to buy into it. But if you adopt Rabbeinu Tam, that even Reb Meir requires Eidim Mesira, so in the end of the day, both the Rabbeinu Tam and Reb Elazar require Eidim Mesira. Because Ein Davar Shebi'er V'Pachas Mishnayim is, Rabbi K will discuss with you, we need Eidikim. That Eidikim, Gerushin or Kiddushin, Shtar or Kesef won't work. It has to do with the Shtar. So if you need Eidim Mesira, then you need to see the Lishma. So this Mishnah is antithetical both to Rabbi Elazar as well as to Rabbi Meir. That's his question. Did anyone grasp the answer? What's the answer? It's a pretty straightforward answer. This isn't cracking the atom. It's a straightforward answer. But what did Rabbi Chaim say? And it should be obvious. That even if you need Eidim Mesira according to Rabbi Meir, there's a fundamental difference. According to Rabbi Meir, Yaakov, what do Eidim Mesira do? Right. Eide Kiyam, Davar Shabiev. According to Belazar, what do Eide Mesira do? In addition, maybe also Davar Shabiev, but in addition, what else do they do?
Mash
for the Shtar. Remember, we talked about a Shtar is only a Shtar once it's issued. Before it's issued, it's just a template. It's just, inchoate material. So the Shtar's birth is the issue, and the Eidim have to be there at the point of birth to stand there and create a Shtar, to be part of the Shtar's experience. And that we've called several times Ashivuye Shtar. And clearly, okay, now listen very carefully, here's the crux of the shir. Clearly, Rabbi Chaim said, Lishma is only related to creating a shtar. And Nesina is a shtar creator only according to Rabbi Elazar. Nesina is not a shtar creator according to Rabbi Meir, even though you need Eidim Mesira. Rav Meir's Eidim Mesira at the point of the star are like Eidim Mesira for Kedusha Kesef. It has nothing to do with star. It has to do with Davar Shebi'eva, Kesef, Gerushin, Kedushin, Star, Bia. You need Eidim. Let's assume for now you need Eidim at Bia. Nothing to do with the way you form a star or congeal a star. It has to do with Davar Shebi'eva. Fear Belazar, Eidim Mesira is a Lashvoye star. And since Lashma is part of how you create a get, a regular star you just create by giving it to the person with Eidim watching it. But creating a get is different from creating a shtar. Creating a get needs what extra ingredient? Lishma. When do you start creating a get? When do you start creating a get? Ksiva, and you need ksiva lishma. And when you finish creating a get, because it's also a shtar, and as a shtar it doesn't have any meaning until it has issue, when's the conclusion of its creative process? Nesina, point of Elazar. And therefore, the Nesina has to be Lashma in the same way that the Ksiva has to be Lashma, but only according to Belazar. Rav Meir believes that a star, every star, not just a get, is created way before the Nesina, and therefore you would never need Nesina Lashma. You would only need either Ksiva or Chasima Lashma right now. Let's ignore the differences between Ksiva and Chasima according to Rav Meir, but there is no need to have Lashma at the point of the Nesina. That's Rav Chaim's baseline to the Sugi. Essentially, one second, Akiva. The whole premise is the din of Lashma. Forget is part of its creative process. Namely, a regular document needs paper, ink, and witnesses, according to Belazar. There's an extra ingredient to a get. What's the extra ingredient? Not just ink, paper, and witnesses. You need Lishma, cognitive intent, which we'll describe right now. Lishma defines the object of a get, even though it looks like a document, because it has paper, ink, and witnesses. It's not a document until it has cognitive input, until the Baal said, I want this document to be a get for my wife, and conveys that to the sofa. Those are natural requirements at the point of Ksiva and Chasima, when the Shtar is, as we would say, physically being created. So it makes sense to have Ksiva and Chasima Lishma. Rabbi Yirmiyah's big chiddush, which Abaye rejects, but Rabbi Yirmiyah's big chiddush is that at least according to Belazar, that a Shtar only emerges at the point of Nesina. And therefore, Belazar holds Eide Mesira Karasi, because Eidim are necessary to Mesira in order to witness the emergence of the Shtar. So since that's the last stage in the development of a Shtar, it also needs the cognitive intent. That's a summary of Reb Chaim's idea. Who had some questions, Akiva?
Yeah, why are we saying that the whole get needs to be Lishma? The public is the cost of law.
Okay, so who are you phrasing now? Who are you explaining now? Abaye. Okay. Abaye can either reject this fundamentally. He says, I hold that even Rabbi Elazar holds like Rameir and there's no meaning to Nesina, which would be hard according to this. Or Abaye can say, look, I don't need Lishma in the entire process. The options Akiva and Abaye are just so wide open. We just, you can fit into any model you want because there's so many assumptions you have to make in Rabbi Yirmiyah that to reject Rabbi Yirmiyah, you can take one of those assumptions and pull it out. So it's hard to know. But we're trying to make sense not to accept Rabbi Yirmiyah, but what did Rabbi Yirmiyah believe? How did Rabbi Yirmiyah come off demanding the Nesina Lishma according to Belazar and according to Rav Chaim in a way that Rav Meir would not require, even according to Beinu Tam, who requires Eidim Mesira, because his Eidim Mesira aren't Shtar oriented, his Eidim Mesira are Dov Shebi'eva oriented. Whereas Belazar's Eidim Mesira tell us when a Shtar becomes a Shtar, And here's the premise, guys, again, because we're going to reject this premise soon. Lishma is only necessary at moments that you're forging a shtar. When you're forging a shtar, the lishma helps you forge it. It's an ingredient you have to put into the mix, not just paper and pen, which you put into ksiv v'chsim, and then you need lishma. But when you create a halachic shtar, you have to put, you imagine you're taking some neuron from your head, pulling it out and putting it into the shtar. Okay, you don't have to do it. You just think it, and it goes into the shtar. Okay? This is crucial. Yom, you had a question before? Okay. This is crucial because it helps us better understand the Ramban's big chiddush, and quite frankly, everyone's chiddush who defends the Rif. Tosfos, not the Rabbeinu Tam, had a very, very serious question from this Gemara against the Rif. What's his question? Who can articulate the question of Tosfos and Daf Dalet? It's implicit. But for Tosfos, this question serves as the cornerstone of his shita. Okay, did you get it, Elad? What's the question Tosfos has on the Rif? If you hold that Rabbi Lazar has both.
Right. Work, so why should it be a problem that the Eidei Mesira don't see the Lishma effect if really Eidei Chasima, even without Eidei Mesira, are enough?
Right, say a little bit, right, okay. Then we have a problem reconciling this Mishnah according to Belazar. Rabbi Yirmiya says this Mishnah can't accord with the Belazar. Because if you need Eidei Mesira, then Eidei Mesira after Lishma, Eidei Mesira didn't see the Lishma of the get. They don't know which get divorces which woman. What's the obvious answer this Mishnah is talking about? I get that at Eidei Chasima. If, according to the Rif, Rabbi Elazar allows that other option, you can ignore Eidei Mesira and just process a get through Eidei Chasima, then maybe the Mishnah, which talks about a get that you don't need in a single Lishma, you can give two get into two women, is talking about, even according to Rabbi Elazar, the type of get where you only had Eidei Chasima, you didn't have Eidei Mesira. This is Tosfos Kasha, and of course this becomes his Raya, that Rabbi Elazar isn't only Eidei Mesira man. There is no such thing as a get without Eidei Mesira. Every single get needs Eidei Mesira, and he rejects the Rif. Elad, you want to read the Tosfos, the part of the Tosfos Daf Dalet, where he says this? Because again, there's very little alumnus today. It's just basically putting this thing into order. This is a Chaim, and then you'll see in a moment, possibly the Ramban. Go ahead, what does he say? Well, find me the part that talks about our Gemara. Wait, what's the piece of this Tosfos? So that's Tosfos' implicit way of asking a kasha on the Rif. If Rabbi Elazar allows a separate root called Eidei Chasima, then why can't the Gemara, why can't Rav Yirmiyah say that the Mishnah is talking even according to Rabbi Elazar in that context? And what's the easiest answer to this question? Which sub-Rif Perish would have an easy answer to this? The Rambam?
Yeah, the Rambam.
Rambam has a chiddush, but who has an easy answer? Who can just sidestep the question? The Ran. Because according to the Ran, what are Eidei Chasima really functioning as? Eidei Mesira, the shtar is made. So can the shtar be made about a nesina when the nesina gets confused? The shtar is made, right? That's a big chiddush in this whole gemara, that even though Edim never saw the issue, the Edim that sign on the shtar are made that there's a nesina. How does that work? What if the shtar gets confused with another shtar? Well, from the shtar's standpoint, the shtar is going to the woman that it was written, but it's going to the woman that it was written for with another document that wasn't written for her, and we don't really know which document, so be interesting to try to stream the Ran through this Tosfos. But if you don't hold like the Ran, and the Ramban didn't hold like the Ran, now we have a kasha. If Rabbi Elazar allows a get to be forged through Eidei Chasima, it doesn't require Eidei Mesira at all to forge a shtar, finish the problem, why would you need Nesina Lishma? So what's the answer, Shmuel? Evidently, can anyone like break my sentence apart and solve the problem? If shtar becomes forged through chasima as an option, because you can use Eidei Chasima to create a shtar, and the sina is not necessary to forge a shtar, according to the Rif, according to Rabbi Elazar, chasima can forge a shtar, then why would you need lishma at the sina? So what's breaking here? What has to change? My definition of
where the
role of Lishma. Can I justify Nesina Lishma even though the Nesina isn't forging the Shtar, the Chasima is, and the Eid Chasima are doing it? This Gemara, Rav Lichtenstein would quote, I actually photostat it, I didn't get a chance to print it out for you, would quote this Gemara all the time when we learned Lishma. This was like his first Gemara. Evidently, to answer Tosfos Kasha, evidently, Rav Yirmiyah believed, according to Tosfos, remember, Elazar has only one option, Eidei Mesira. Mesira is necessary to forge a shtar. That's why Rav Yirmiyah believed you need Lishma at the point of Mesira, because that's the only way you can forge a shtar, at the point of Mesira, and you need Eidei Mesira to watch it, and you need to see the Lishma. So according to Tosfos, Shlomi, what's the role of Lishma? What does Lishma do? It helps forge a shtar. But according to the Ramban, and according to the Rif, let's leave the Ran out of it. You can forge a shtar with Chasima, according to Belazar, but still you need Nesin Lishma. So if you can forge a shtar through Chasima, but you still need Nesin Lishma, evidently Lishma is not about forging the shtar. What is it about? Can anyone answer without seeing the Ramban? Okay, and what's the Pasuk telling me? It's not a din in the Pasuk, but the Pasuk is telling me why? What role could Lishma play if it's not about how you forge the shtar? No, that's Eidim. Lishma is not Davish Rabbi. It's not a din in the Chetz of the shtar. In the Maisa Gerish. What is the din of Lishma? Everyone look at me. Let me help you visualize it. Is Lishma this? Trying to create a document. Creating a mental input into a document. It needs paper, ink, writing, and it needs mental infusion. And without that, this is not a get. Lishma is a din b'cheftza shel get. Oh, ha Lishma. It's a din b'maisa gerishin. Hatorah kovat. Sh'maisa gerishin. Tzuchli al l'shem ishin. You can open up any one of Rav Lichtenstein's Svarim. I'll give you the following three. The Minchas Aviv, the Shirim on Zvachim, or the Shirim on Gittin. You'll find 40 pages on the Din of Lishma and Shas. Not about Gittin. Anything that needs, what else needs Lishma, guys? Come on. Ksiva Sefer Torah, Yibur Lishma, Tzitzis, Tefillin. What else needs Lishma? Korbanos, Karchim. What's the din of Lishma? Reb Chaim talked about this. Obviously, Reb Chaim quoted Reb Aaron quoted to Reb Chaim's. When I have to have Lishma, lechatchila for a carbon, but the Eved, I don't need Lishma. Kol Atzvachim, anyone know the first mission? Zvachim, Kol Atzvachim, Shenizbuchu, Kasher, El Shalom, Lulabam, Shem Chova. So, but the Eved, the carbon's kasher, but lechatchila, to be Yotzi the Mitzvah, I need Lishma. What is the din of Lishma by a carbon? Because Yitzi, it's not an Ola unless I shecht it Lashem Ola, or part of it is still, it's. The object is deficient in its ola status. Lishma zedin b'chavtza. Oh, sheyesh halacha sheshchita tzuchal liot lishma. Hamaisa shchita zelo maspik lachtoch tasimanim beveit hamikdash tzuchim lasot et hamaisa l'shem korban ola. Am I changing the tzitzis? Tzitzis are not tzitzis unless they have intent towards them. Or the Torah says, gedilim ta'ase lecha, that the manufacture process has to have a certain awareness and intent. It's a fundamental question in Shas. Obviously, it's a fundamental question for Gittin. And if you're looking for a Gemara that could separate Lishma from forging the document, you may just be looking at the most powerful Gemara, because Rebbe Lazar allows you to forge the document with Chasima, but still says you need Nesina Lishma. I want your mate, review me. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah believed Akiva that Nesina Lishma is a din in the Maisa Nesina, so it didn't exist. We'll read the Ramban in a moment, but let me just, again, we're going to talk about this a lot, 15 Nafkaminas, but let me just show you two Gemaras that are probably the most glaring Gemaras about this question. Number one, famous Sugya. Let's turn back to Chaf Beis Amid Beis. What if I want a katan to write a get? So the Mishnah allows a katan to write a get. Hakol ksherim lichtov es haget afilu cheresh shotev a katan. Shoalata Gemara Chapezim and Bez Vahalab Bnei De'aninu. They have no ability to have the Lishma input. So Amar Rav Huna answers at least the famous contraption called. Anyone learn this Bikias yet? No. Behu Shaya Gadol Omed Al Gabav. You write and I stand there and think. The Katan does the writing and the Gadol does the thinking. The Gadol provides the Lishma. Now trust me, we'll spend a lot of time on understanding this combination. But just give me the simple approach. What does this sound like? Lishma is part of the Maisik Siva, or Lishma is some delivery that you have to input into the get? What's the first move when you learn this sugya? The fact that we can separate between the Maisik Siva and the Lishma. One person can write and one person can deliver Lishma. What does that sound like? Lishma is part of the Chafza or part of the Maisa? Chafza. For part of the Maisa, it would be hard for my Maisik Siva to be considered Lishma because you're thinking it. I'm a katan, I'm writing it. I don't know what Lishma is. I just know football. I'm just writing a get because that's what you tell me. How can you say this? It's in the Maisik Siva. That's to be Lishma. It's a din in the get. That you have to deliver. A get is not just ink and paper. A get is cognitive intent. So at least in some way, I'm providing the paper and the ink, and you're providing the cognitive, you're providing that extra chocolate chips. You know, your mother calls you over, you want to pour chocolate chips into the cake? So you pour your chocolate chips into the cake. How it works, Hayim Lishma Zedin be Chafza Shel Aget, Yetzirat Chafza Shel Aget, or Lishma Zedin be Maisin Asinas Aget. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Even stronger. Machlokas of Nachman or Sheshes. Find the exact Gemara. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Gemara and Beis. Amar Sheshes, we'll start Lamed Beis and Beis, 7 lines down. Amar Lebe Masnisas, let me say it was a Mishnah Tana. Getze, lo yoel, lo yater, lo yaziv, lo yishlach, lo yigarish, yicheres. Let's say a guy says, I don't want to get to work. So the Shlichus is batel. Now I'm starting with line about 20 from the bottom. The line starts with the word hefker. Chozer megarish bo, eino chozer megarish bo. Okay, you can mevatel the shlech, but can you mevatel the get? You created a good get. The get was lishma. Can I say I want to be mevatel the lishma of the get? I want to undo the ksivas has lishma. I wrote the get lishma. Now I want to disqualify the ksivas lishma of the get. I want to say the ksiva lishma should be disqualified. The machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman amar chozer megarish ba. Rav Sheshes amar eino chozer megarish ba. The Rambam has a pasuk like Rav Sheshes. If after ksiva lishma you could be mevatel, the lishma of the get, what does that sound like? The lishma defines the tziras haksiva, or lishma is an ingredient of the get?
Ingredient.
Of course. If it's just a condition for how you write it, once you write it the right way, you don't need a state of lishma, an enduring state of lishma. It's just a qualifier for how you write it. Once you wrote a lishma, you did it the right way. But if it's an ingredient in the get, this is a get lishma. I can't, I don't have to, but in theory I can pull out the lishma. And we'll talk about these gemaras, obviously, but these are two highlights. If someone stops you on the street and says, what are the three gemaras in Shas that are most directly commenting on the role of lishma in get? You should say, Chaf Beis, Lamed Beis, and Pei Vav. That should be like, Vishinantan Levanacho, on the tip of your fingers. Omid al Gabab. You want to be a Talmud Chacham? I'm very excited because I'm not excited to be in America, but I have a wedding Sunday night in Lakewood, and I'll be in southern New Jersey for Shabbos, and I'm going to meet some of the boys in Princeton. So, like, I'm just staying in southern New Jersey and have a couple hours between when I'm meeting some of the Talmidim and when I have to be at the wedding. I'm going to go to Lakewood. I've never been to the yeshiva in Lakewood, so I want to go sit down there a little bit. Maybe someone will come and ask me three gemaras about lishma or something. Okay, hey, Bob, Chafez. Big schos, I got a makam Torah. So we stop in Asbury Park a little bit also. Okay, so three Gemaras. This could be the answer to Tosfos Kasha. We'll see whether the Ramban says it. I think he does. But if you're looking for the real logical solution, the whole purpose, one second, Shlomi, the Kasha is, according to Rabbi Elazar, if the get could be forged with Chasima, why didn't he see in Lishma? The answer is because Lishma and Nesina is not a din in forging a star. Seen in Lishma is a din in Maisa and Nesina. You need to see in Lishma regardless of how you forge the star. If you only have Eidim Nesira, then it's great. But if you have Eidim Chasima and you forge the star with Chasima, you don't need Lishma at the point of forging the star. Lishma is not how you create a star. Lishma is how you give a get, how you perform a get. And you need to give a Lishma. You can forge a star with Chasima, you can forge a star with Mesira. That doesn't affect Lishma. Lishma is always a halacha in a sinah, not in Chasima. Because that's when you're giving the get. Shlomi.
How does that play out with two sides?
If Lishma is just the definition of the Maisik Siva, then at the point of execution, you need Lishma. And if you did it the right way, you did a proper Maisa. You did a proper processing of the get.
You're talking about using it again after you
Mevatel. Right, because you're Mevatel. Can you be Mevatel the Lishma and the get, and therefore you can't use the get again? Or can you not be Mevatel the Lishma, and therefore you can use it again? The Machlokes says, can you be Mevatel the Lishma and the get? And that will impact whether you can use it again.
If it's a part of the Maisik Siva, then...
You can't be Mevatel, and then you can use the get again. Okay? Yes, Rafi.
So how does this answer Tosfos' question on the Rif? Because
In a second we'll answer it. But let me just, because I think there still may be some uncertainty and I want to clarify. Now, in theory, this question of whether Lishma is part of the Yetziras HaGet or Lishma is part of the Maisa Gerishin, you may distinguish between two stages of Lishma. What are the two stages of Lishma? According to your view, Mir, what two things do you need Lishma? Ksiva and Nesina. Everyone needs Ksiva Lishma. Rav Yirmiyah is being chiddush that Rabbi Elazar also needs Nesina Lishma. In Rav Yirmiyah's world, you may say that the Ksiva Lishma is necessary to... What's the role of Lishma by Ksiva?
Din in the get.
And what's the role of Lishma by Nesina? In both ways, but in theory, especially if you hold that you don't need Mesira for forging the star, that's a din in the Maisa Gerishin. Namely, Rav Yirmiyah is a tremendously brisker and tremendously lamda shashita because he has two stages of Lishma. There's a stage of Lishma at the Ksiva, and there's a stage of Lishma at the Nesina. And in theory, we just don't have enough Rishonim on Rav Yirmiyah because the Shita is rejected. But in theory, Rav Yirmiyah would say, I have two dinim in Lishma. One din in Lishma at the point of Ksiva, that's star creation, that's impacting something into the star, you have to write it Lishma. And one part of Lishma has nothing to do with star forging because you don't have to forge a star with Nesina. But it's part of the Maisig Krisis, Maisig Erishin. Now, I'm only telling this to you as a promo for when we get to the second parak and we really start talking about Lishma. Forget Rav Yirmiyah. But now that we've proven the two ways to view Lishma, now we really have the same question in Abaye. According to Abaye, according to Rabbi Elazar, what do you need Lishma only? What do you need Lishma, according to Rabbi Elazar, according to Abaye? Only Ksiva, not Nesina. And now we're going to ask that question, is Ksiva Saget Lishma because you're creating a Get Lishma, or is Ksiva Saget Lishma because you need Lishma as part of the, not part of the Chetz of the Get, but part of the Mezegerishin, which then would say, Mark, that essentially Ksiva is part of Mezegerishin. That's why the Chiddush is so important. If Lishma is not a din in creating the Get, but it's part of the Mezegerishin, and you only need it by Ksiva, not by Nesina, as Abaye would say, then essentially you have a bigger chiddush than Lishma. Essentially, Ksiva may be part of the Maisa Gerishin, and that's why you need Lishma. We all think that Ksiva is just preparing a get, and the Gerishin is Maisa Nesina. Ksiva may be part of the Maisa Gerishin, and that we'll see. Why does the Torah write V'kasav L'Seva Krisis V'nasam Biyada? Especially if get is not a star, get is just a pink slip, as we talked about, writing it may be part of the discharging process. So Rav Yirmiyah Shita is important because it opens our minds to view Lishma in a way that we wouldn't have seen it otherwise. That's why Rav Aaron would always quote Rav Yirmiyah, even though we don't possibly like Rav Yirmiyah. And then we take these two models of Lishma and bring them back to Abaye, who only requires Ksiva Lishma, and we ask, well, what is Ksiva Lishma? Is Ksiva Lishma because you're creating a get, you need to put the Lishma into the get? Or Ksiva Lishma is because Lishma qualifies your Maisa Gerishin, and Ksiva is part of the Maisa Gerishin. Okay, so let's summarize, Rafi, then I'll read the Ramban to you. Okay? Rav Yirmiyah believed that Rav Elazar requires Nisina Lishma. Why is that true? Pashtos, because the Nisina is the point in which the star becomes a star. When you forge a star, you need Nisina. When you forge a get, then you don't just need Nisina, you need Nisina Lishma. Since Nisina is part of star formation, that's why in general, Rav Elazar requires Eidim Mesira, let's say by star Kiddushin. By get, you don't just need Eidim Mesira, you need Nisina Lishma. Because you are creating a star, and whenever you create a star, you have to create a lishma. How do I create a star? Giving it. What are the nafkaminas of giving a star creates a star? A, you need people to watch it. B, if you're creating a get, you need to give it lishma. According to Rav Yirmiyah. And that's why Rav Yirmiyah believed that according to Eliezer, a star becomes a star at Nisina. How do you know a star becomes a star at Nisina? Because they did Mesira Karsi. If a star becomes a star at Nisina, then when you're creating a get, not a star, you have to do Nisina lishma. That's what Rav Chaim said. That's why Rav Yirmiyah only required Nisina Lishma according to Rav Eliezer, not according to Rav Meir. You only require Nisina Lishma if your Eidim Mesira are star creators, not if they're Davar Shebi Erva witnesses. Okay? That's Rav Chaim. That's the simple read of the sugya. Question? Done.
How do you have the Shema by Gerushin? Why can't you just say that Stam Das is Lishma?
That's the Gemara in Zvachim Beisim and Beis. Stam Isha Lava Gerushin Omedes. Stam Lishma by Zvachim, because Stam Behem Lakarbon Omedes, by Isha Stam Isha Lava Gerushin Omedes. But we'll see that as well. Okay? Yes, no. We haven't talked about the Rifa, don't worry.
If Eidim Mesira Karsi is a general din by Shtar, then all of Tashra by Elazar, so you need Lishma everywhere?
No, because Lishma is only an added ingredient for get. In general, you create a document through the Nesina, and since in general you create a document through the Nesina, you need people to watch it, but when you're creating a document called a get, you don't just need Nesina, and people watching it, you need Nesina Lishma to give them. The Torah says, V'kasev la sefer krisis la Lishma. We know that
so
get...
Exactly.
No, we extract from the pasuk that anything necessary to create a shtar needs lishma. And yeah, for sure. Okay, Akiva.
So then everything has to be lishma, not just the ksira and the nesina, even the creating the.
And we haven't talked about that yet. So far, we just gave the simple Reb Chaim shot in Rav Yirmiyah.
I'm saying if the get needs to be lishma, like in general, and even the tzitzit has to be lishma, everything about the whole even the creating of the.
According to Reb Chaim.
Yeah.
No, anything necessary to forge the document has to be lishma, according to Rav Elazar. How do we forge a document? We all think it's ksiva. Rav Yirmiyah says, well, maybe the Nesina also forges the document.
According to Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Elazar, how come the ksiva has anything to do with creating the document?
That's the first stage of creating the document, let's say for now. The document is created in the first stage. Obviously, you need pen and paper. Without pen and paper, you have no document. Halachically, the document is forged by issue. So you need ksiva lishma, and you need a single lishma. Again, if anything, Akiva.
But then the sirtit also has to be lishma, because that's another aspect. You can't have it without sirtit.
Maybe so. When we learn sirtit, we'll see. We're going to talk about all these halachas of gittin in the second parak, and we'll see. We'll try to trace lishma. Okay. If anything, I mean, before we get to the riff and before we get to tazvus, I mean, I think I made a very valid point. How could you disagree with Rav Yirmiyah? You were talking about this before. What does Abaye think? If indeed Rav Elazar holds that the nesina forges the shtar, and Lishma is a din in forging the star, why don't you need Nesina Lishma according to Abaye, according to Belazar? The Brisker curse. You've done such a good job, Reb Chaim, in convincing us that you need Lishma at any point you forge the document, and Nesina is a document forger according to Belazar, not forger, but crafter, creator, not forger, creator according to Belazar, then why don't you need Nesina Lishma always according to Belazar? Why is Abaye arguing? Can anyone defend Abaye? Uh-oh. Can't do this. Abaye's p'sak halacha. Well, what's the simple way? What would Abaye say? That maybe, according to Belazar, Nesina Sashtar is... not a Shurei Shtar. And you only need Eidim Mesira for... that should be Erva. That's the easiest way out. And then the Machlokas, according to Belazar, do you need Eidim Mesira because Nesina forges the star, or do you need Eidim Mesira just for Devar Shebi Erva? Could it be Mechlokas Amarai? Rav Yirmiyah thought that you need Eidim Mesira because it indicates that Nesina is a star creator, therefore you need Lishma. Abaye believed that no, you need Eidim Mesira just for Devar Shebi Erva. The star is forged when you write it and when you sign it. Therefore you don't need Nesina Lishma. That would be an easy way to be the Mechlokas Abaye and Rav Yirmiyah. No?
I don't know what I asked before. Why does the fact that it's a Shebi Erva mean that you need Lishma?
because at any point you are creating a shtar, you need lishma. If lishma is a din in the shtar, anything necessary to create the shtar has to be done lishma. I write it lishma. I give it lishma. Yeah. Rafi.
Doesn't Rabbi Elazar say Edim Sira Karti? So how can Abaye say that it's just about Davar Shiva Erva?
We talked about that language before. We don't know if that's what he said. He just said Ein Edim Chosman El Ashtar and then came Tikkunal. He never used the word Karti. The Gemara uses the word Karti.
Edim is Sira Karti.
Right, right. You think it's a special Din and Get, not a Din and Davar Shiva Erva?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Well, we talked about that language Karti. We may not be able to take it literally. I mean, forget your kasha. Those that apply Belazar to other shtaros, I can use the word karti by other shtaros. Karti is taken from Gittin. Never done that. Was just a loose language the Gemara used to explain the shitas. Okay, now we have Tosfos. Tosfos comes and says, wait a second. Rabbi Elazar allows a shtar to be created without Mesira. Namely, Ave de Chasima Karsi. You can use Ave de Chasima. So if Rabbi Elazar allows a shtar to be created without Mesira, how come Rav Yirmiyah is so absolutely confident that you always need Nesin and Lishma? If you create a shtar without Mesir, namely through Chasima, Eid Chasima, why do you need Nesin and Lishma? And from this, Tosfos proved it must be that the Rif is wrong. Because you always need Eid Mesir. The only way to craft a shtar is Eid Mesir. And therefore, according to Rav Yirmiyah, you always need Nesin and Lishma. Our answer to Rav Yirmiyah, and I think it's the Ramban's answer, is who says that Lishma is about crafting a shtar? Lishma is about qualifying the Maisa. And you can maybe craft a shtar according to Rabbi Elazar, according to the Rif through Chasima, that you can do. But you still need to do the Nesina L'shem Krisis. You still need Lishma and the Nesina, because Nesina is not inputting something into the shtar at the point of creating it. It's performing the elements of Gerishin L'shem Haisha. Let's read the Ramban together, and I'll show you the line that is most likely to be what I just said, shifting Lishma away from creating the shtar, away from the Eid Chasima, and towards the Maisa Gerishin, which of course happens in the Nesina. Maybe let me say it a little bit differently, because I see you're still wrapping your heads around this. You can talk from today until tomorrow about what creates the get, Chasima Mesira. You can talk from today until tomorrow whether Rabbi Elazar would allow the get to be created through Chasima, Afei Di Chasima. But what's the actual Gerishin, not the get? What's the Maisa Gerishin? The Nesina. And if Lishma is not about creating a shtar, but about doing a Maisa Gerishin, L'shem HaGerishin, then you always need, at least according to Rav Yirmiyah, Nesina Saget Lishma. Okay, let's see the Ramban. It's just a little excerpt in the Ramban. Again, I have it on Memches. I think, what other pages do people have it on? I have it on Memches, Ver'isi Meshivim. We'll start from the word v'ha, a little bit in, I have it on line number 5. V'ha de kasav rachmana, la lishma l'Rabbi Elazar, according to Rav Yirmiyah now, lav aksav akasav bilachudkoi, duksivas aget, she'en krisos ela be'edei mesira. You hear he's talking about krisos, not the shtar, ein krisos ela be'edei mesira. The Torah Noam writes v'kasav. We all know that Vakasav doesn't conclude the get. What concludes the get? Nesina. So we have to stretch, at least according to Rav Yirmiyah, the word Vakasav La and the Drasha of Lishma, not to the Ksiva / Chasima, but to the actual Krisis, which is the Nesina. V'had Akasav Rachmana La Lishma L'Rabbi Elazar Lav Akasav Aksav B'Lachut Koi Du Ksiva Saget She'en Krisis El Be'edim Mesira. Hilkach, we read the Pasuk Ad Vakasav V'Nasan Koi. Here's the key line. Line 7 in the Ramban. Namely, Lishma is not a din in the shtar, it's a din in the, what is the Ramban used to it? Krisus, in the Maisa and the Gerishin. Anything that does Gerishin needs Lishma. And Rav Yirmiyah says, well, definitely in the Sina. And potentially Ksiva, because it's part of the Maaseh Gerushin, according to Rav Yirmiyah. Again, we don't accept Rav Yirmiyah, and when we get back to the second parak, we're going to work within the boundaries of Abayah, that you only need Ksiva Lishma. But this is a great introduction to, even though you don't need Nesina Lishma, do you need Ksiva Lishma because you're crafting the Shtar? Or do you need Ksiva Lishma because it's part of the Krisis process? Ksiva is not just crafting a Shtar, it's part of the Krisis, it's part of the Maaseh Gerushin. Even though you're not giving it to anyone, it's part of the Maaseh Gerushin, writing a Shtar, and that's why you need Lishma. This is a very, very brief summary of things we're going to unfold over many, many, many weeks. Why do you need Ksiva Lishma? Because you have to craft a Shtar and give it to Lishma, and Ksiva is the beginning of crafting a Shtar, or because you have to do all the Maaseh Krisis L'shem Ha'isha. It's part of the Maaseh. It's like, yeah, you remember we talked about krisis, that you can't have it on a fishing rod, you can't pull it back. Part of the definition of mice in Asina is not just physical and mechanical. Part of the definition of mice in Asina is what your cognitive intent is. And without a cognitive intent, you're not doing a gerushin, and you need it even at the stage of ksiva. Or to say it differently, one option could be, as we'll say a little bit later, maybe even Abaya needs Nesina Lishma. But once you have ksiva Lishma, you're done. Once you start with Ksiva Lishma, then then the Nesina is automatically Lishma. Not that Abaya disagreed fundamentally. Of course you need Nesina Lishma, says Abaya. But once you have Ksiva Lishma, then the Nesina is automatically Lishma. Which means you can't have a hefsek between the Ksiva and the Nesina. Because whatever you started to do with the Ksiva has to roll over to the Nesina. We talk about writing a get on Mechubar and taking it off the tree and then giving it. So we're looking at Rav Yirmiyah, and Rav Yirmiyah is not a sheet that we accept, but we want to understand what he said and the models that he creates. And obviously, according to Ramban, his model is that you need Lishma not just when you create the Shtar, but when you perform Maaseh Gerushin. That model could be very, very powerful once we get back to Abaye and we start to unfold Abaye in the second paragraph. Okay, so let's summarize. Again, I know this is a little bit disjointed because we learned Edi B'Seder Chasima a month ago, and now we're going to move on. But it was important for me not to skip Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah comes with a big chiddush. Rav Elazar needs Lishma. According to Reb Chaim and according to the simple pshat, if you don't hold like the Rif, it's very simple reasons. Nesina creates the Shtar. At the point you create the Shtar, you need Lishma. Rav Meir would never need Lishma, because for him, even though you need Edi B'Seder, they're not about creating the Shtar. And therefore, Rav Elazar, according to Rav Yirmiyah, needed Nesina Lishma. Why didn't Abaye need the Nesina Lishma? Is it Nesina crafting the Shtar? Why don't you need the Nesina Lishma? We'll have to wrap our heads around that. Tosfos comes and asks the kasha on the Rif. But wait a second, Rif. If Rav Elazar has a route to creating a Shtar without Mesira, then in that route of Edei Chasima, you would not need the Nesina Lishma. And you could find Hechatimsa to make the Mishnah reconcile with Rav Elazar if he gave a get with Edei Chasima. The Ramban answers no. Even if you make a get with Edei Chasima and you don't have Edei Mesira, you still need Maisa Nesina Saget Lishma. Because it's part of the krisis, and the main part of the krisis. Since it's part of the krisis, you need lishma. Lishma is not a din in the get. Lishma is a din in the krisis. The ma'aseh nesina. You can really show you're a talmid chacham. Someone asks you, give me three gemaras that question whether lishma is a din in the get and then the ma'aseh nesina. You'll say chaf beizim at beiz, lamid beizim at beiz, pevavim at beiz. Say, well, which lashon did the rishonim use to ask this question? You'll say, well, the Ramban in the Sefer Eschus says it's a din in the krisis, not a din in the get. Din in the Maisa and Nesina, not a din in the Chefza of the Shtar. Okay? We'll stop here. We should have time to prepare the Makaras for Rabbi Kay. We're going to get back to all these halachas of Lishma and Mirtz Hashem. We're going to learn the second parak very, very extensively. So this is just a real, real loose introduction for you to see and begin to appreciate what Lishma is. But let's stop here. And next week, like I said, for a week and a half, we'll pile through some of the other Gemaras. The only Gemara we'll spend a lot of time on is one, Pechas and Beis, which describes forcing someone to give a get. A, because of halacha l'maisa, but B, because there's a lot of lumdus there. But most of the Gemaras will just have very, very brief. For about 2-3 shiur, we're going to have a lot of Gemara, but very little lumdus. Just reading through the Gemara Rashi tells us, just me pointing out a couple ideas here, and then we'll get to some classics, so you guys know we'll go to the 8th pair. Okay? Shakach, everyone. Shakach. Rabbi K should have his makaros at his makom. What time is it? 10:20.